Near the edge of the Grand Canyon, Aisha Mehta listens to distant thunder and feels cool rain fall on her face.
My vision of nature comes through the sounds of it, and then I just make up what I imagine it to look like.
The Philadelphia native has been blind since birth, but Mehta bears no grudges. In fact, she can't stop smiling. She and 9 others have been hiking the Grand Canyon, and they're about to launch on a river trip down the Colorado River.
I am really, really excited.
Mehta and 16-year-old Alex Fallo listen to their sighted peers talk about the layers of rock, the colors, the size.
They've described it as vast. They've also described it as very, very deep and wide and large. I'm trying to picture it.
Fallo's hoping by the time he's done rafting through and hiking 10 miles out of the canyon that he will have an idea of just how vast it is. Fallo uses his cane to navigate the streets of Tampa, where he's from. But in this unexplored territory, he relies on his guides to get around. 15-year-old Rory Dunn is one of those guides. He carries a bell and gives directions on windy and sometimes steep trails.
I'm coming up with an area with a lot of ankle rollers, so if you can almost like sweep with your trekking poles, you can kind of feel them where they are.
Yep. Dunn's bright blue eyes meticulously scan the trail for any danger.
Getting a bit muddier where we are, so watch your step.
The group is part of an expedition developed by Grand Canyon Youth, the Park Service, and Leading the Way, a program led by Eric Weinheimer, the only blind man to summit Mount Everest. Weinheimer still climbs and gives motivational speeches like this one posted on his website.
I think there's such a blurry line between the things that we cannot do and the things that we can. And the most exciting aspects of our lives is when we're able to become a pioneer and blast through those lines.
That's just what happened for 16-year-old Jeremy Monsanto, who says hiking the Grand Canyon has boosted his self-confidence.
Just because I'm visually impaired does not mean I should let myself down, that rather I should push myself even harder.
Just as Weinmeier did, Monsanto is gradually going blind due to a genetic disorder. He says it's like looking through a pinhole, so he's making the most of what little sight he has now.
Seeing the Grand Canyon was breathtaking. I saw a raven swoop down, and then you could hear the wings and the air moving across its wings. I also got to see an eagle for the first time. It was just beautiful what I saw. The landscape was amazing. When you look at it in a picture, it's just a picture, but when you're there, it's something different.
Monsanto is trying to prepare himself for the day he goes completely blind. He's learning how to read Braille and how to use a cane. He's also creating memories like this one at the Grand Canyon that he will cherish in his mind's eye long after he's lost his sight. In the Grand Canyon, I'm Laurel Morales.